Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a busy show today. Apparently there's been an infant that has been born with a tail. This happened before, but we don't really talk a lot about human tails. So we're going to talk about that. Baby's fine. Baby looks good. We just have a little baby scar next to his tushy. But for the most part, baby's going to do good, but we'll talk about tails. Aaron Rodgers is apparently tipped that people leaked that he wasn't vaccinated for COVID. So we'll talk about how Aaron Rodgers is ticked off again, because he gets ticked off a lot. I think it was about a few weeks ago. The report came out a few days ago where I believe the British Royal Army or Marines were doing a military exercise with our military, and America didn't do so well. And there's been reports that we had to, in this exercise or training session, surrender and ask for a quote-unquote reset. What does that mean about our ranking in terms of being the best military in the whole sort of United States, which, or the whole world, which I believe we still are, but how does that look on the world stage? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how there is a new medication from Pfizer that seems to be doing even better than Merck's in terms of an antiviral. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there were two high schoolers who killed their Spanish teacher. I mean, the kids killing their teachers is one of the most odd, evil things that kids call their parents. But we're going to talk about what happened there. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is Pfizer's new antiviral drug. And people are kind of wondering, you know, what are the differences in these drugs? We have molnupiravir from Merck asking for FDA approval, even though it already got approved in the UK. Now we have Pfizer coming out saying their drug is even doing better. So Pfizer's antiviral, similar to what we see with Tamiflu for the flu or molnupiravir, it's supposed to be an oral medication that's given twice a day for 5 days. That's just, the antivirals seem to work really well like that when we're dealing with viruses and infections. And Pfizer's drug is called Paxlovid, or PFO7321332. And as opposed to Merck's drug, molnupiravir, showing that it reduced risk of death and hospitalization by 50%, Pfizer's drug reduced it by 89%, so close to 90%. And in their trial, I think they used about 1,200 people, they actually stopped recruiting because it was doing so well. But in their trial, no deaths happened due to COVID as a result of the medication. And from what we hear, minimal side effects. So this drug is interesting. It differs from the molnupiravir because it's a protease inhibitor, as opposed to the molnupiravir from Merck, that's a nucleoside analog. So remember I told you how the Merck antiviral drug works by putting dummy blocks, messing up the building blocks of the genetic material of the virus as it's trying to replicate and make baby viruses. So then the baby viruses that are supposed to infect and go out and do what they need to do are deformed, are mutated. This is different. This is a protease inhibitor. So what it does is, this, by the way, this sort of technology we already see in HIV medication, hepatitis C medication. So what these protease inhibitors do is they prevent a cleavage of this protein fragment that's necessary for the virus to mature. So if COVID infects somebody and we interfere with some of the vital enzymes that are needed for it to grow and mature, and replicate, then it can't. And so how viruses work, as I've told you, is they get into the cell, they infect the host, they manipulate the host to produce more of its genetic material and virus, and then there's so much virus, it basically kills the cell. Lice says all the virus particles go out, jump, infect on other cells. It's so exponential. That's why when you get a viral illness, like let's say flu, you could almost tell me the time of day you got sick. You're like, I was fine this morning. Everything was fine. And then at 2:35, I felt like a truck hit me. Because by the time the immune system sees, wow, okay, we have now all this virus, it's like, get on it. It's much more abrupt. As opposed to a bacteria infection where the bacteria divides and then divides and then divides. And so it's a much different arithmetic pattern than a virus with it just going, you know, exponentially. So the Pfizer drug interfering with a replication process, but not necessarily interfering with DNA or RNA, seems to be very, very promising. And they even said no mutagenic side effects that they saw. So this drug was part of the EPIC HR, the Evaluation of Protease Inhibition for COVID-19 in High-Risk Patients. And it's a study going on in Europe, South Africa, Asia, South America. And so with this, they hope that it will eventually be approved by the FDA here in America. So these oral antivirals, I think, are going to be the key to fighting COVID. I think our viruses, our vaccines are fantastic. I think our vaccines help amazing. But when vaccinated people still get sick, they want more. You know, Colin Powell, may he rest in peace, died of COVID. We're seeing people still die of COVID. So we can't just rely on vaccines. And especially if the vaccine immunity wanes, we need to have other tools. And I know people are frustrated that these tools didn't come out before some of the other things that have come out. But I can't explain where the timeline went and what happened there. But if we do have antivirals, that's what's been helping us keep flu in check. But I got to be honest with you guys, even though we have a flu medication like Tamiflu, we are crediting the diminished number of flu deaths that could have happened to the vaccine. So these cannot substitute for vaccine. I know a lot of you guys don't like the vaccine. I get it. I understand why many of you are hesitant. So I'm for getting as many tools out there as possible. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
On behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jeff Bridges has been battling lymphoma. One of you had asked if I have a status update on how he's doing. It sounds like he's been fine, but we haven't really heard much from his people and how he's doing. But from what I understand, he's been battling that successfully. Michael C. Hall, who plays Dexter, has battled lymphoma. Lymphoma we've seen with Jackie Kennedy, Gene Wilder, and, you know, these blood cancers are a lot more common than we think. So joining us next is Dr. Sandra Curtin, advanced nurse practitioner and PhD, hematology and oncology nurse practitioner at University of Arizona Cancer Center, as well as Kendra, who is currently living with follicular lymphoma. Sandra, Kendra, thank you so much for joining us.
For having us.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, wow. So, Dr. Curtin, please talk to us about lymphomas.
So there are non-Hodgkin lymphoma. That's the most common kind of lymphoma. There are 33 different kinds. So when we talk mm-hmm. about lymphomas, that's a big umbrella. Mm-hmm. Our focus today is really on follicular lymphoma. This is the In My Blood campaign, and it's focused on follicular lymphoma. Follicular lymphoma is one type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. It's about 20% of the overall cases. It is a blood cancer. These are all blood cancers. And for follicular lymphoma, it's considered to be incurable, but highly treatable. So patients with a diagnosis of follicular lymphoma will live with this diagnosis for the rest of their lives with periods of remission and always some concern for relapse. It presents in a variety of ways. It's very individual depending on what part of the lymphatic system, which is lymph nodes, certain organs, and both lymphatic and blood vessels, which part of that system for the individual patient is involved with the disease. So a lot of very specific individual characteristics for follicular lymphoma.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And some of the symptoms, many times people don't find it early on. Talk to us about some of the symptoms.
Sure. And so you're right. You're absolutely right. And Kendra will share her story in a moment. But there are people who are asymptomatic and they just go in for a routine physical exam with their primary care physician, have some blood work done, and there may be physical findings or abnormalities in that lab work or symptoms that the patient reports but isn't really thinking about that might clue the clinician to look further and begin a diagnostic workup. For many patients with follicular lymphoma, they do have symptoms, but again, they're variable depending on where in the body the lymphoma is located. And sometimes those are things you can feel in your neck, under your arms, in the groin are the most common areas, these enlarged lymph nodes. But there are places where you can't feel them, and they may produce very vague symptoms. That's why this campaign is so critical and why the website follicularlymphoma.com can be so helpful for those patients to really understand their individual presentation, diagnosis, and symptom profile.
So true, so true. So, Kendra, you've been living with follicular lymphoma. Tell us about your experience.
Sure. Well, I was diagnosed in the summer of 2017, and I was diagnosed stage 4. But my doctor at the time said that I had probably been living with it for a couple of years, absolutely symptom-free. So it was only that summer that I started having symptoms, and those included I started feeling bloated, and I started getting some itchiness on my chest. And where I'd been itchy a couple days after that started, I woke up in the morning, and there was a lump. Right there that hadn't been there the night before. And then a couple weeks after that, I felt a lump in my neck, and I started feeling rather fatigued, and that's what prompted my doctor to send me in for some scans and for a biopsy. And so that's how we discovered that it was follicular lymphoma, which was a little shocking to me. I'm young, and I thought I was healthy. I eat well, I exercise regularly, and I certainly didn't feel like I had cancer. So it was a little overwhelming at first.
Absolutely. And what sort of treatment and management have you had?
I had 6 rounds of treatment and management for 2 years, but I don't want to talk about my particular treatment or any particular treatments, because in particular I want to direct people to follicularlymphoma.com, just because everybody's treatment is different. There's a lot of different ways to go about when you get your diagnosis, you know, hitting it harder, hitting it with more gentle treatments. And this In My Blood campaign can help people and arm them with the questions that they need to help discover with their doctor what kind of treatment they should be following.
Absolutely. Well, we do appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. That was, it's not easy to do. So, Sandra, The there's a lot of advancements. There's a lot of things out there. But I love how you guys have a campaign, because I think when people do get a diagnosis such as this, everything just kind of goes through their head. Do I lose my hair? You know, am I going to still, you know, be recognizable to my family? Am I? Talk to us about the In My Blood campaign.
Sure, and you're absolutely right. I think, so the In My Blood campaign is really intended to bring a focus specifically to follicular lymphoma. Each type of lymphoma, as I mentioned, there are 33 different types, has its own sort of guidelines for treatment, but with even within each type, to Kendra's point, there's variability in how we choose to proceed, and that's going to be based on the patient characteristics, the disease characteristics, the patient wishes, so it's very much a partnership. This website, follicularlymphoma.com, provides a series of short videos, a video coach, which is myself, guiding people through some questions about their diagnosis, their staging. To Kendra's point, stage four is not uncommon in how people present with follicular lymphoma, primarily because of bone marrow involvement, but it's still very treatable. So it's very different than stage four anything else, any kind of solid tumor. And this will provide that kind of information and hopefully alleviate a little bit of that uncertainty. It also provides, based on those questions, generates a individualized guide that the patient can then take back and have a conversation with their healthcare team, their oncologist. There is a symptom tracker. I always tell my patients, I can't help you if you don't tell me what's going on with you. And so I ask them every time what's happened since the last time I saw you. And we go through those symptoms and other findings to help us better understand how best to proceed next. So really the goal of this tool, follicularlymphoma.com and In My Blood campaign, is to help patients understand their disease individually, monitor their symptoms that are specific to them, and then partner with their healthcare team to manage their follicular lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reason why on the show we speak about all these different, you know, illnesses, it's not that we have, you know, so many listeners that have each of these individual illnesses. It's that we want the average person to be aware of these things that could be out there. I can't tell you how many times people will call, and as Kendra had said, I all of a sudden have a lymph node, so it must be strep throat, or it must be, you know, an infection somewhere. And when you're alert and educated on this, you can maybe guide your family members to, you know, rather than telemedicine, maybe go in and get this examined because this could be a lymphoma.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And I think, you know, Kendra can speak to being your own advocate. You know, do you want to share your story, Kendra?
Well, I just, you know, at first I felt a little overwhelmed, and I didn't have follicularlymphoma.com to go to, so I was Googling and trying to gather what I could, and I went in to see my doctor, but I did learn pretty quickly that I needed to be my own advocate because it's my life, and it's, the doctor is we're a team, and we're a partnership, and we both bring to the table something and go together, go forward together with the treatment that we both decide on.
So true.
I think that a lot of people don't feel empowered to feel that way.
Absolutely. Follicularlymphoma.com. Thank you both, Sandra Curtin, Kendra. We really appreciate you both coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A high-ranking University of Southern California official is expected to admit her role in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal, where wealthy parents bribed their kids way into elite colleges and universities. Donna Heinel, ex-senior associate director at the University of Southern California, is expected to plead guilty Friday to wire fraud and arranging more than 24 students get into college. A senior Democrat aide on Thursday said the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on President Biden's partisan social spending bill and a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats have missed previous self-imposed deadlines to vote on the legislation, but their leadership feels confident they can finish on Friday, the aide said. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a statement saying the legislation would raise more than $2 trillion, enough to pay for the bill and reduce deficits over the long term. USA Radio News. As President Biden called paying illegal immigrant families hundreds of thousands of dollars by being separated at the border in 2018 a garbage story, his White House spokesperson says Biden is okay with payments. Republican Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on Newsmax says the mixed messaging is confusing at best.
Well, it's getting harder for his staff to clean up his messes. He's disconnected from the administration that is rogue, but certainly operating under the guidance of opening the border, not holding people accountable. So, you know, it would only make sense when not only are you not enforcing the laws, not only have you removed all the effective provisions for securing the border and stopping illegal immigration, but you're also working in this massive tax and spend bill to provide 8 million people who crossed into our country illegally amnesty and a pathway to citizenship.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, with diabetes so common, for years I've been teaching you, I've been teaching my parents about patients about diabetes, and parents, they don't listen, but teaching my patients, teaching you about diabetes, how to recognize it, how to treat it. And if it comes to you needing insulin, you know, you would come back going, yeah, I understand there's insulin out there, but we can't afford it. President Trump tried to get insulin prices lowered. President Biden wants to lower insulin prices, but who's doing the work are the pharmaceutical companies that are trying to get insulin into the homes of people who need it. So joining us next is Andy Vaccari, Senior Director Diabetes of U.S. Insulin Brand at Lilly Diabetes. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wow, so you got your work cut out for you, because providing insulin at less expensive prices and more affordable is no easy task. Talk to us about the prices of insulin.
Yeah, historically they've been untenable for many people. I mean, you know this as you led into this. You have very well aware of how this plays out. And, you know, we've just made a very concerted effort to do our part and not wait for things to change in D.C. to try to affect change for anybody taking a Lilly. We're proud that we're having an impact. We know that today there isn't a scenario whether someone has no insurance, has some form of commercial insurance, likely through an employer, or is in Part D and a senior, there isn't a scenario that exists where we can't help that person get their insulin for $35 or less a month.
That is amazing, $35 or less, because it costs people thousands a year to manage their diabetes. And if they can't afford to manage their diabetes properly, then they could have heart attacks, stroke, dementia, diabetic, nephropathy, neuropathy, and then it costs us as a country even more. So how are you able to get the insulin down to $35 a month for most people?
There's really two primary ways. So let's take those scenarios of someone that has no insurance or has commercial insurance through likely an employer. We have something called the Lilly Insulin Value Program. I think the best way for folks to understand that is effectively a coupon that they can get access to and ensures that when they go to the counter or they go to pay for their medication, they pay no more than $35 a month for their monthly prescription. And that's whether they're on 2 vials or 10 vials of Lilly insulin. It just ensures that it's $35 a month. Similarly, through the collaboration with the federal government, there's something this year that launched called the Senior Savings Model. So any senior that is in a health plan that participates in the Senior Savings Model, they too have access to Lilly insulin for no more than $35 a month. So we're excited about those things. We know they're having an impact, and we want to do everything we can to get the word out and get everybody on one of these programs.
Absolutely. And so January, just coming up in the next couple months, you have some new sort of changes. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we're excited. We announced that we'll further cut the price on one of our most commonly used insulin. It's called insulin Lispro. So we'll further reduce the price another 40%. So effectively what that has done, January 1 of 2022, it will be 70% less than the comparable insulin on the market. And, you know, Dr. Dahlia, we think that timing is important as deductibles start over for people, that they have an option that is 70% less. We don't want that scenario that you talked about where they're paying thousands of dollars at the counter for their insulin, especially a Lilly insulin. So we're trying to do our part to affect that change.
And we appreciate it. You know, with the supply chain crisis and inflation, I can't tell you how many times my listeners or followers are worried about what's going to happen from a medical supply chain and from a medical supply cost. And so it's pretty reassuring that you and your team could, you know, provide that sort of comfort knowing that, you know, hopefully insulin will still be affordable despite what happens in the coming months.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've made a strong commitment, and we said we don't have any plans of changing our $35 program, and we're delighted that the federal government is looking to expand the senior savings model and get more and more seniors signed up today, or at least this year. There was roughly 3.3 million. We'd love to see that number go higher, as high as it possibly can. We want every senior that's on a Lilly insulin enrolled in the senior savings plan.
Mm-hmm. And how can they do that?
There's really two ways. So, is go to insulinaffordability.com, and we have a list of items that they can follow to help them explore which plans may cover today or maybe covering into next year our Lilly insulins. And open enrollment runs through December 7th, so they still have some time, but I think people don't want to wait. But it'll really talk them through what can be a confusing time and help them get to a plan that will get them the insulin they need for $35 or less a month. That is one way, through insulinaffordability.com. Or if they would prefer to talk to somebody live, we have an 800 number, so that's 833-808-1234. And Monday through Friday, they can get a very well-trained individual that can help them navigate and get to the right plan for them so that they can better afford their insulin.
Mm-hmm. You know, in my practice, there were patients that wanted to avoid insulin. They wanted to avoid the shot. And to manage their diabetes, it took four medications. And they said, look, I can't afford the insulin. My insurance is only covering the pills. And I'm like, if we could get you off these four medications and on something that more naturally works, your sugar's going to be coming to control. And, you know, it's taken years, it's taken decades to get insulin to be more affordable. Can you comment on why insulin is so expensive?
Yeah, I think the part of that answer to that question is the complexity of the U.S. healthcare system. So for most people, they don't benefit today from the discounts that we give to pharmacy benefit managers or to payers or even wholesalers within the system. That's why we've been so vocal on things like rebate pass-through, where the individual consumer would benefit for any discounts that we give. It's also why we've been so active on the two solutions that we talked about, the senior savings model and the Lilly Insulin Value Program. So we've tried to do our part. We haven't raised prices over the last several years. And, in fact, we've brought down prices. And so we've tried to take the right action and influence others in the marketplace, including the federal government. And our goal is to just affect the person that's actually taking the Lilly insulin. And we know today that on average for across all of our insulins, the average cost of the monthly prescription is $28.05. So we've got more work to do, but we're at least off to a good start.
Mm-hmm. In the last minute, one of my listeners has a question. If they drop their insulin or it's accidentally out of the fridge or power's out, what's the easiest way to get a replacement, or do they usually have to pay full cost?
Yeah, excellent question. So we actually offer, so if it's a Lilly insulin right on the vial, there is an additional 800 number that gets them to a medical professional. I think that's an important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get to the right medical professional, and then they can help them get whether it's replacement or whether it's a question on, hey, I had it out of the fridge, and is it outside the temperature control? So right on the packaging, we have a medical professional number that can help them solve their problem.
That's brilliant. That helps. And we've all done it. You know, my kids will take out the orange juice. They'll pull everything else out, and then they don't put it back. So, Andy Vicari, you and your team are fantastic. Please tell us one more time how our listeners can find out more information.
Two ways. So insulinaffordability.com, or to talk to a live person, 833-808-1234.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about a tail, a child born with a tail. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people are always fascinated by these medical anomalies, like a infant with a tail or a tumor that has teeth and hair in it. And, you know, I don't like to really call them anomalies. I think these are things that we all have the potential to have. And some of us get them, some of us don't. You know, I had a teratoma, a dermoid tumor. It didn't have any teeth in it, but it did have a little hair. It had like a little tuft of my real color hair, which is strawberry blonde, although then it got really dark. And then I was blonde, and then I got a dark blonde, and then it went to brown, and then it went to dark, dark brown, and now it's going gray. So, and I have used probably every type of bleach out there, as well as lemons to get my hair lighter. But I had a teratoma, and it was on my ovary, my left ovary. I told you guys about this, where I had, I've been pretty skinny, worked out a lot. Maybe not skinny, but I was really fit, very low body fat, and I thought my abdomen was a little distended. And I went to a doctor, and I said, I think I have a tumor on my ovary. And she's like, get your skinny butt out of here. You don't have a tumor. She's like, why do you think that? I go, I don't know. It just, look, I feel like this side is bigger than the other. She's like, you have medical student syndrome. You just learned about ovarian cancer, so you think you have it. Get out of here. So then, while I'm doing my fourth year at UCLA, I go to a gynecologist near Kaiser Sunset. And not in Kaiser Sunset, though. She was a private gynecologist. Went in there. She said, I don't see anything. So I come to Las Vegas, and I go to Dr. Kirsten Rogers, and now I'm a resident, and I'm like, and I was asking the nurses, going, I think I have a tumor on my ovary, and nobody's diagnosing it, and I just have this feeling. So they go, you know, go and see Dr. Rogers, and Dr. Rogers was fantastic, but I wanted to see a woman, so they said, see his daughter-in-law. So I went to Kirsten. Kirsten did an ultrasound, and within 2 seconds found it. And when they did take out the tumor, it had some of the embryonic remnants of it. What happens is, as your cells grow, and cells are determined to be a part of the fetus and where they grow, some of them might, you know, be in areas that they shouldn't be, and then they continue to grow and then get limited. So hair coming from my ectodermal layer landed on the cell line, was attached to my ovary. And so I had this tumor. It had to come out. It came out. At the time, I was told I have a 2% chance of it ever, you know, getting ovarian cancer and having a malignancy associated with it. But we don't usually see malignancy too much associated with it. But technically, you could say I had a anomaly. I had hair where it wasn't supposed to be. And now as I age, I'm even noticing hair where, again, why upper lip? Why does hair grow? I don't get it. I don't get it. I get a unibrow if I don't work at it. So, you know, but I found that pretty fascinating. But I never had a tail. And a tail, or a vestigial tail, has been documented. We've, as humans, have evolved to not need it. We do start to grow a tail in the womb, but it goes away by 8 weeks. And it usually grows into the coccyx, which is our tailbone. Now, the tailbone is located at the end of the spine below the sacrum. So you have your cervical spine in the neck, your thoracic spine, the mid-back, the lumbar spine, the low back, and then you have the sacrum, and then you have the coccyx. And the coccyx is a bone. It looks like a tail on x-ray. And it curves under. It helps kind of protect the pelvic structures from back blows and other sorts of issues, and it's protective but doesn't really do much. So we rarely see humans actually grow a tail outside of the body. And so there's human tails, and then there's pseudotails. Pseudotails is where the coccyx might be a little irregular, or you have spina bifida, and it's not necessarily a tail. True human tails are very, very rare. And they don't have bone, they don't have cartilage, but they have muscle tissue, skin tissue, fat tissue, vasculature, nerves. And so when we do see a tail, as happened in this Brazilian baby, we want to make sure there's no abnormalities with the spinal cord and spinal column. We call it spinal dysraphism, or a spinal cord that's tethered or not fused properly. And so if we do have a tail, you don't just cut it off and go, all right, next. we watch, you know, these babies pretty closely. So they contain muscle, connective tissue, blood vessels, some nerves, but we always want to make sure it's not directly connected, you know, with a spinal cord, an actual cord to the spine. They could be as long as about 13 centimeters. Sometimes they could even move. And they could, they're movable, you know, for some of them. And so it's fascinating stuff. Let me see if I have any other information on that. And now let me talk to you about this case. So, a little baby Brazilian boy, cute little boy, I mean, if that's how the parents want to identify, and he had a 12-centimeter tail. Now, the tail came from, we call it left paravertebral lumbosacral, but it basically looked like it came out of the left upper butt cheek. And it was round. It almost looks like a twig. And it was long, straight, and it had this big bulb on the end of it, a 4-centimeter in diameter bulb. Now, people ask, okay, you know, what did the mom eat? Well, according to the mom, the pregnancy was uneventful. She maybe had a UTI, a little bladder infection early on in the first trimester, no alcohol, no drugs. She did smoke, and then she ended up actually going into preterm labor at 35 weeks. But she had 5 total pregnancies, 4 alive, 1 was either lost or aborted. She had 8 prenatal consultations, which isn't that bad, considering. With her UTI, she was treated with a first-generation cephalosporin, which is a very common antibiotic that's supposed to be safe. No blood pressure issues, sugar issues, no hepatitis, HIV, syphilis, no incompatibility with her, with the blood type, like, you know, ABO blood type. And the baby, when the baby was born, was at 35 weeks gestation. Most of them do pretty well. My son was born at 36 weeks. We had to induce him because he stopped growing. And usually at 35 weeks, the lungs are almost there. They might have some issues managing their bilirubin. And so the baby did have some jaundice. A single umbilical artery, but then he had this appendage, and it was a fibrous cord with this 4-centimeter bulb. It looks like a tail. So they did a neurological exam. I believe they ultrasounded and MRI'd once they knew that they could cut it off without damaging the spinal cord or causing some major issues. They did. It had fat tissue, muscle tissue, neuroconnective tissue. It did have blood supply, because it obviously was feeding the tail, but no bone and no cartilage tissue. So it was classified as a true human tail as opposed to a extension of the coccyx. And then baby has a little baby laceration, a little baby cut on there with some stitches. It's going to have a little scar and nobody's going to know. They are going to follow up on the baby and the child to make sure that there's no, like I said, issue with the spinal cord. But it's rare, very, very rare, and it is a persistence of the embryonic tail that's formed between the 4th and 6th weeks gestation, usually supposed to go away by week 8. So it's fascinating stuff. I'm glad little baby's okay. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.